Well, this is not the last video that we'll have in this course. This is the last one that we're requiring you to watch. So I'm going to try to summarize and synthesize what I think are five takeaways from the required material in this course. Number one, the world needs more teachers of computing. You may have realized this as you've just looked at the size of our classes and how many more TAs there are than instructors. You probably also are aware of how many people haven't learned material they could have learned in middle school or high school if it had been available to them, but wasn't available to them. Not available to them in part because there aren't enough teachers. There are so few teachers, they tend to go to places where there's more money, which may mean that as a teacher you'll make more money than other kinds of teachers, and may also mean that there's being some inequities perpetuated in this. So depending on which one you're more motivated by, either way, there is a reason to become a teacher of computing. Many of you, of course, will not pick that as your career, because there's also needs of computing practitioners, which is why we need more teachers. We need more practitioners. They go together. But I hope in whatever it is you do, you'll think about this. Take that opportunity to teach children in your family, people you happen to pass, people looking for a career change, colleagues, anybody you bump into. You can teach them a little bit. Help them understand more how computing works and how they can participate in it. And I also hope you'll consider making this a career or second career or side project or the like to actually go out and teach people and help fill this need. Various studies have suggested that without unusual effort, we may still be saying we need teachers of computing decades in the future. But if more of us try to spend a little effort doing that, we can help fill this gap. Number two, I hope you've learned that humans are complicated and different, but understandable. I've tried to show this in lots of different ways. We've talked about the complexities of how the different kinds of memory work and cognitive load and schemata. We've talked about how those schemata can come both from learning but also from experience and the implicit biases that can come when they come from experiences that we don't necessarily agree with. Observations about how the world is instead of how we would like it to be. We've talked about stereotype threat and how that can impede learning and about hidden prerequisites and lots of these things that make people complicated and make different people's experiences very different. But we've also talked about the patterns behind them and how you can start to understand some of these general rules. And we've tried to teach you some skills, and I hope you'll develop more as you continue TAing, in listening to students, understanding their problems, understanding that their problems may not be the problems you expected. And as you spend time and effort, you can understand them more fully. These are skills that will serve you well all of your life, because wherever you go, whatever you do, you'll be around humans, and they will be complicated, and they will be unlike you, but you can understand them as you apply these same models and skills in those circumstances. Number three, you become an expert by training your brain to pre-process the world in useful, correct, and desirable ways. There's a lot going on in this takeaway, and I want to talk about each part. First, you become an expert. You are already dramatically more expert than the students that took the course you're TAing, perhaps even if you only took it last semester, because your brain has automated a lot of that information. And you will continue to become expert. You'll become an expert TA. You'll become an expert in whatever you do as you continue doing it. And the way that works is your brain pre-processes the world. It simplifies it. It notices the patterns that occur. It prompts you with the usually right behavior. Now, that usually right expected kind of models of your brain's pre-processing are very useful in simplifying the world and letting you focus on what matters most, but they can also lead you astray. So it's important to train them in useful, correct, and desirable ways, to avoid the implicit biases by building up correct understandings of the world and trying to disseminate those to others around you. Number four, lasting success comes not from short, frenzied outbursts of emotion, but from the tranquil and steady dedication of a lifetime. This is a quote or paraphrase of something Adlai Stevenson said back in the 1950s, as an active politician at the time, trying to describe what it meant about patriotism. But I want to focus on what this is a general principle about developing as a TA and in any other skill. We have talked about so many things that TA should be doing and TA should not be doing, skills that you should be developing and probably don't have as much as you would like. There is so much you could improve on. And the longer you stay in the field, the more of these things you'll notice, because you'll understand more about how things work. We had another video this week that talked about how to observe your own behavior and that of others, and learn more things that you should be doing. And yet you probably already have such a long list, you couldn't imagine trying to grab them all at once. Now, it can be tempting when you learn a new thing to go for it whole hog and burn out quickly. And while there is value in those short, frenzied bursts of emotion, they can communicate and help you redirect your life. Lasting change comes only in this slower, steadier process. And there's value and tranquility in that steadiness. A sense of comfort and understanding that that list of things that you should improve will continue to grow. It will continue to get larger. But as you spend time working on them, you will also continue to get better, more expert, more appropriate, more skilled at what you do. And as that skill grows, the list of things to do will grow, but you'll also become better. I personally have a list of things that I know I need to work on, and that list gets longer and longer as I become more and more aware of things I am not doing perfectly as a teacher, things I'm not doing as well as I would like. But by allowing that list to exist and taking a few of those to work on at a time, I can honestly say that each year I'm becoming a better teacher. I'm mastering more of those skills. And while the list keeps growing by this steady dedication, I can become the teacher I want to be, as can you. Finally, I want you to remember that wherever you go and whatever you do, there will be someone to mentor. We have not talked much about TAing as mentorship. But one way of thinking about what a TA does is a TA mentors students. Typically, near peers, as it's called in literature, people that were in the same position that you are just a semester before, right? You took the course a semester or two before they did, and now you're helping them out. This process of mentoring, helping people through experiences, helping them avoid your mistakes and understand what you were taught and guide through things more smoothly, is an excellent thing to think about in whatever you do. Mentoring is how we make the next generation, the next group of people, have a better experience than us. It's how we improve the social character of the world, or at least one of those ways. Okay? And I hope whatever you do, you'll think about how you can use the skills you've learned as a mentor of students in your other mentoring experiences. The first practical experience of this I hope you'll think about is next semester. As you TA again, there will be younger TAs, or less experienced TAs, new TAs entering your course, whom you can mentor, whom you can reach out to and help them understand what kinds of questions and problems they'll have, how you've dealt with difficult situations, the feelings you've experienced, help them normalize those and move forward. It's my hope that with these five takeaways, you can continue to develop and improve as a teacher, as a TA, but also as a person and contributor to the world around you.